no bhakti, but we think that, oh, it is bhakti. And we are involved and our life is disturbed. So we should know what are the characteristics of Shuddha Bhakti and how we can do that. Go on.
Part of Shuddha Bhakti is when we are performing
Emprayojan. Then you can experience. What is Swarup Siddha Bhakti? First we should know. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Adshevam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasya, Sakta, Atmanivedam. Our Sadhu Sanganam, Kirtan, Bhagavat, Shraman, Mathura, Vashi, Mutti, Saddhaya, Sivan. Our Shravadam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Our only one doing Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. This is Swarup Siddha. But this Swarup Siddha Bhakti is there doing all this. But with Anna Vilasita, then it will be not Uttama Bhakti. Or covered with Jnana and Karma, then not Uttama Bhakti. It may be Bhakti. But that Bhakti will be called if there is Anna Vilas or if covered with Jnana, Karma, Adi. Then, if you have Anna Vilas, then it will be Arup Siddha. If you are doing like covered with Jnana, Karma, it may be some Samsthita. But where there is no Swarup Siddha Bhakti, no Shraman, Kirtan, Smaran, Bandhan, Pad, Sevan, Archan, Bandhan, Dasya, or five kinds of Bhakti. But Sadhu Sanganam, Kirtan, Bhagavat, Shraman, Matra, Vashi, Mutti, Saddhaya, not these are at all. Only we are doing out of that. Like we are making a well, making a garden, keeping so many cows. Any of these are not Swarup Siddha Bhakti, not Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, not regarding Krishna or his associates. Nor it is the pleasure of Krishna. But if we arop in making garden or digging any well, making any ghat, some charity, but aroping means?
Assign.
We are thinking that, oh, we are doing so much bhakti. By doing so, Krishna will be happy. And by that happiness, we can gain something, what we want. There is Anna Vilasa. We want to gain something by Krishna, because Krishna is so powerful, Ram is so powerful, any manifestation of Krishna is so powerful. So we should please Him. And by that we can achieve any worldly desire very easily. And doing so. Or sometimes performing tapasya, something, anything, and we offer to Krishna to please Him. So that I may gain something from Him. This is Arop Siddha Bhakti, not Bhakti. Like I saw in New, where we France? New Maya. There is a big garden there. So much big. There are so many farms also. I heard that there was a factory for making agarbatti and all the other things. Are there any of them are among 64 kinds of bhakti that Rupa Goswami has mentioned? Understand? Among these 64 kinds of bhakti, he has given the Anga bhakti. Any of them are among these? Then why we are doing? Why? Why Swamiji did it? Because in beginning all they were not devotees persons there. And they were always curbing. And if we will not give them anything to do, and we will tell them that you should chant always, you should chant, remember, they cannot do anything. They will be bewildered. So they must have some work, like karma. So he told them that do this, by this bhakti will come. How? Devotees will come. Thakur will be worshipped there anyhow. And the fruits and flowers will be taken from that place and offered to deities. So, in a long process, it comes to bhakti. And by doing so, here in Harikatha, if Vaishnava are coming, they will have some chance to go there. So, by hearing, they will know what is true Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Then, gradually, they will develop their Krishna consciousness like Shramanang, Kirtanang, Vishnu Smaranang, giving trace on this, and gradually giving up all this. Gradually there will come some less honor for all this. And after that they will give up and they will really come in Swarup Siddha Bhakti. So these are Arop Siddha Bhakti. Not bhakti. Oh, you should have a very big factory for scent. And try to maintain this temple by that. And this is a very big farm here. You can grow vegetables, grains, wheat, and all other things. It will be everything very okay for maintaining this mart. But if there is no going on kirtan, shaman, smaran, and always growing so much vegetables and fruits and so many cows milking and taking, what will it do? No bhakti at all. Swamiji, when he had disappeared from this world, then now it is very big problem for them to maintain. They cannot do all this. Perhaps they will have to sell this. So these are Arup Siddha Bhakti, not pure Bhakti. Only Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Bhakti. Also worshipping Krishna. This is also. Then Sangha Siddha. What is? Not Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Not so. In paper it will come later on that there were here a big assembly of pure devotees was there. Here. And so many pure devotees assembled here, and always Shamanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam was going on. I know that some of among these devotees are not devotees. They don't know devotion. They don't follow all the rules and regulations. But anyone come and see that, oh, all pure devotees are here. But when we will see one by one who are these devotees, then we will see that, oh, some are not knowing what is Siddhant, what is the basic principles of bhaktis, what is called Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Prem, not chanting more than 16 rounds. And what they are chanting, mind is not one-pointed, going here and there. How to maintain, it is a big problem. How to this, is if I have so much wealth, I have done this, like this. So, the qualities of Vaishnava, learning is good. Learned. He is a very learned person. But no bhakti then? Only learning is not knowing Bhagavatam, Vedanta, Upanishad, knowing all knowing. But no attraction in Krishna name, chanting and remembering. Then what will be? So, a devotee among all, he becomes a devotee, not being a devotee yet, but with the association of Vaishnavas, in the council of Vaishnavas, he also treated like a Vaishnava, a devotee. Susanga Siddha like this. Like Maitri, Akrita Droha, Suchi, Badanya, Kripalu, Mridu, Akinchan, Suchi. What is the meaning? Maitri. Friendly to all. If he is friendly to all, but his bhakti is there, then it is called Sangha Siddha. But if bhakti is not there, and you are becoming friend of all, Mayavadi, Karmadhari, Dharmadhaji, Vaishnava, Avaishnava, Shaiva, then what it will be? Nothing, zero. It will be against bhakti. But if there is some bhakti and he is favorable to all, then it is okay. Then it will be called Sangha Siddha. Like Akrita-droha. Akrita-droha means a Vaishnava. If anyone is doing droha-acharan as inimical behavior, but Vaishnava never takes it. Like Duryodhan has all time like inimical behavior to Maharaj Yudhishthir. But Yudhishthir Maharaj used to take only in friendly terms. He never thought that he is my enemy. So Yudhishthir Maharaj is ajata shatru. So Vaishnava should be like this. But if there is no bhakti, only he is ajata shatru, then this qualification is like zero. So in 26 kinds of qualities, Krishnaika Sharana, that taking the shelter of Krishna is only bhakti, and all other qualities are not bhakti. But if with bhakti they are, then they are sangha siddha, otherwise not. Like there was a fire jagya, fire sacrifice. Oh, bring some leaves, decorate it here, the Vedi. Vedi means?
Altar.
And bring some ghee and some what?
Ladle.
Like chamach. Spoon. Bring some bricks to make a altar. Bring some sands and bring so many things. These are not fire sacrifice. What fire is? That Om Krishnaya Swaha, I am dedicating myself in the lotus feet of Krishna, and this should go in the hands of Krishna. The fruit, Swaha. This is sacrifice. But all other things which we collected from leaves, bricks, ghee, and all other things, they are not fire sacrifice. But yet it is for that. For that. It will be used for that. So it are also called fire sacrifice. So all the virtues, anything helping to pure bhakti, but itself not pure bhakti, then they are called sangha siddha. Understand? Sarup siddha bhakti. Sarup siddha bhakti is always śravaṇaṁ kirtanaṁ viṣṇu śmaraṇaṁ ityādi. Only for the pleasure of Krishna and only to Krishna, this is pure sarup siddha. And when we are doing all these things, śravaṇaṁ kirtanaṁ viṣṇu śmaraṇaṁ, but having some anyabhilāṣita, then what it will be? Karma miṣṣā or jñāna miṣṣā. So we should try to become a pure devotee. Always doing sarup siddha bhakti. But how our life will be maintained if you are doing so? Sarup siddha bhakti? Very easily. Very easily. How? We should collect some grain, atta and all, make prasadam for Krishna, offer to Krishna in his abundant liberty. Any cloth, we will offer to Krishna and remnant that I am his servant. I have offered myself in the lotus of Krishna. So maintaining means also, what means? That I have offered myself. And if I am not alive, then how I can serve Krishna? So I must take some remedies. To serve Krishna, this is okay. This is not bad. But don't have any anyabhilash. Anyabhilashta may be sometime when your mood is changed. Then, oh, Krishna said, this is not any bad, so much bad. But in your natural position, you should not want anything from Krishna. Anything to ask? Again, more love.
When anath is still there.
Anath may be there, no heart. Then it will be sadhan bhakti. Patyo. Sarup siddha. If anath are there, no harm. But it will be sadhana bhakti. In sadhana bhakti, anaths are there. And gradually, by practicing, it will go on. It will go on. Yes, 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 certainly. It begins from saddha. It begins from saddha. Sarup siddha bhakti. So much anarth there. So much anarth there. But he has honor for Krishna and Krishna name. He has a strong belief in Krishna and Krishna bhakti and Krishna name. But there are anarth. What are there anarth? Oh, well, I should be in my family life, or I should give up all these things and be renounced order. Oh, there is some lust in my heart. I cannot give up them. But I know that without Hari name, we cannot be go out. So I must chant Hari name, whether the anarth is there or not. We have no nishtha, but Sarup Bhakti Siddha Bhakti will go. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmaranam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Vandanam, all this. My mind is not one-pointed, but even I will do. This is called Sadhan Bhakti. Sadhan Bhakti. Sadhan Bhakti will gradually come to Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, and Bhav and Faith. But Arop Siddha Bhakti and Sang Siddha Bhakti will never be changed into Siddha Bhakti. This is called not Sadhan. Out of Sadhan. When this Uttama Sarup Siddha Bhakti will be done, also in a stage of anarth, we will do. But regularly we are doing. We have so much anartha. But doing chanting, Hare Krishna, oh Krishna, you are my. I know that I am very fallen. I am liar. I have some ego, false ego. But Krishna, you are my one. Oh name, you are my ego. Doing so, and hearing Harikatha in the time of anarth, gradually, all anarth will gradually go up. Adav Saddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Atha Bhajanti. It is for Sarup Siddha. Anarth will be there at the time of beginning time, it will be surely. But we should try to do only Sarup Siddha Bhakti. We should not go to Sangha Siddha and Arop Siddha. Gradually it should be different. There is much difference. Sadhan Bhakti, there is a goal of Sadhan Bhakti. What is that goal? That I will have, by this Sadhan Bhakti, anarth will go and Bhakti will come, Bhav Bhakti will come, or Prema will come. There is this goal. And in Arop Siddha Bhakti, to fulfill our desire, all this. O Krishnaya Samarpayami, I am offering all my activities in the lotus feet of Krishna. Why? Because I have some worldly desires. So its object is worldly desire for mine. So it is not Sadhan Bhakti. And Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Sangha Siddha Bhakti is not Sarupata Bhakti. If it is with Bhakta or in the association of Bhakta, then it is Sangha Siddha. Otherwise, no. You are always speaking truth, but you don't know what it is. What is your name, please? I want to hear truth. You are speaking truth? Your name is Govinda Bhakta?
Govinda Bhakta.
No. It is really what? False. When you will know the truth, that Krishna is truth, and really will realize that my Atma is myself, then your Atma's name will be your name. Are you realizing Atma? Then your all thing based on false. So everything you are doing false. Try to understand all this. You are standing on false. Only one thing you are doing, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Though it is full of anarths, but yet so Siddha Bhakti, and this will take you to Krishna, that truth.
One of the nine angas of bhakti is to carry out the order. So if a guru gave, like how Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, orders to devotees to establish a farm community, how is that a rope to the bhakti, not a rope to the bhakti? How is it not in the mind?
If Arup Siddha Bhakti is there, Swamiji has told all acharyas tell like this, for beginners, to help them. Otherwise they cannot do. We have a garden in that brinjals and so many vegetables are there. They can work hard, but if they will chant, they will sleep at once. If you can call them, oh, Harikatha is going on in this here and you should come and hear. He will give up that job and he will come here and in no second he will sleep. He cannot hear, he cannot chant because he has no Sukriti. So let him do some Sukriti by that and gradually he will come. So these are some processes. Or acharyas have done like this. Kam bhakti? It is not sakam bhakti. Sakam bhakti will come in sramanang, kirtanang, vishnu, smaranang, like dhruva. Who was in Sakam Bhakta, but he was chanting, remembering the mantra of Narayan. So it was Sarup Siddha Bhakti. In Sarup Siddha Bhakti, if there are Anyabhilash, worldly desires, like Dhruva, then it will be Sakam Bhakta. It is better. Arup Siddha. So much better, highest. At last the Dhruva tested all his desires and after that he has blessings of Narayan and he receives some good lokas, more than Brahma lok. So this is Sarup Siddha Bhakti, whether there is some Sakam or Anyabhilash and full of anartha, even if doing aparadh, even it is good then Arup Siddha Bhakti. So much. Arup Siddha Bhakti is not bhakti. Only the chance very little that if any pure devotees will associate, he will associate with that, then it can be changed. Otherwise, no. In case of Sangha Siddha also, Sangha Siddha is not Sarup Siddha. Sometimes it gives some help to bhakti. But if that Sangha Siddha bhakti is favorable to bhakti, guided by bhakti, then it will do some help. Otherwise, it will go towards jiva and atma. Like one. Sometimes with karma, it will go to swarga, heaven.
Why bhakti?
It's added to sangha.
Next to sangha, if it is not bhakti.
Like shadow, you can see. There is a shadow of tree, but not tree. You are seeing in the in a tank. Tank means
pond,
that some very reddish yellow mangoes are hanging. And you went to take it. Can you take it? When you will go there, then wax will come and it will disappear. Mango is not there. Mango is on in the tree, on the bank. So by doing lakhs of lakhs labors for that fruit, whole day and night for whole your life, you cannot have that fruit. So by arup siddha bhakti, you cannot take anything. If sadhu sangha is there, then tell, oh, here is not fruit. Come on. And he will tell, oh, see, here in the tree is. Please climb on this, and in a moment you can take fruits and you can taste it. Only by the help of devotees. And in the same way, Sangha Siddha Bhakti also.
You mentioned that
Sangha Siddha
Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti, is in terms of the Anyami Bhakti from the verse. So, in terms of that verse, who is higher, Hanuman or Ambarish Maharaj?
Who?
Who is higher, Ambarish Maharaj or Hanuman, in terms of the Anyami Bhakti from the verse?
Both are in one line. His bhakti is also Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Hanuman is also Sarva Siddha Bhakti. Hanuman is liberated. And he is in this world but doing sadhana bhakti. He has engaged his all senses. That is Uttama Bhakti, for Uttama Bhakti. And he is going in sadhana stage. But his bhakti, very soon it will come in bhava bhakti. It has written in Srimad Bhagavatam, he achieved bhava bhakti. So both are in one line. Only repent, unrepent. He is unrepent, Hanuman is repent.
Hanuman disobeyed his Lord Ram, and Amrish Maharaj disobeyed his Maturesh, Vasudeva,
Krishna. If it is so, then it will be. But it is still in sadhana dasa, and he is in siddha dasa. So he has kept first in sadhana, and then after that in siddha he has taken Hanuman. Are you understanding something, little bit? It is going clear on? Arup Siddha Bhakti is superior, or Sakam Sarup Siddha Bhakti is superior? Yes. There are so many anarths, no? In sadhana. And in Arup Siddha Bhakti, he is true, he is telling, speaking truth, he is sadachari, he is very friendly to others, giving always charity to others. Arup Siddha Bhakta. Even Sadhan Bhakta, with Sarup Siddha, he may have so much anarths, but he is doing Sarup Siddha Bhakti. So he is most superior.
Even if
Satam
Bhakti.
Huh?
Even if Satam Bhakti.
Even like Dhruva Maharaj, he is superior than Arup Siddha Bhakti. Like Harishchandra. You know Harishchandra? He was speaking always truth. This kingdom is mine. This wife is mine. The son is mine. And whole wealth and all kingdom is mine. No? So, if anyone wants anything from him, he is used to give. This is, he used to think that by this Krishna will be very God. He does not know any God, but he knows that God is there. So God will be so much pleased. And for that he was doing. So Dhruva is lakhs and lakhs times superior than Harishchandra. Why he is taking fruit? Yes.
So is that
because he has offered himself.
Yes.
So he is anything taking for pleasure of Krishna. So it is Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Yes. If he is weeping, it is Swarup Siddha Bhakti. He is sleeping, it is Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Uttama Bhakti. He is sleeping for Krishna. If he is abusing anyone, like Sukadeva Goswami was abusing Kamsa, it is also Swarup Siddha Bhakti.
If only he can do other things, there will be Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But somebody else, then it will not be Siddha.
Yes. But Swarup Siddha Bhakti is all action there. Because he was friend of Krishna, he has galloped, crossed the stage of sadhana. He is Siddha Bhakta, more than Hanuman, more than Hanuman. Draupadi is more than Hanuman. Kunti is more than Hanuman. All. They are Swarup Siddha Bhakti, not only sadhana, sadhak, they are not sadhak, they are Siddha. Then today you should try to realize all these things. Otherwise you cannot do Shuddha Bhakti. This conception will make you Swarup Siddha Bhakta. Otherwise, always you will be Arup Siddha Bhakta. You cannot realize all this. Swamiji wanted to give all these things, but he has not so much time. Only anyhow to engage in bhakti. Even for Sukriti they should come, and gradually they will come. Then we will understand that Sanatana Goswami has what he has given, conception of superiority and juniority, then you can realize something, otherwise not. So I today wanted to give some idea of this, outline of this. If you are, there is a straw, and your bhakti is so high class, then by seeing straw, you will think that achinta bheda bhed between straw and Krishna. And you will honor that straw and it will go to Krishna. And if not that, then Kans Charun is taking Krishna in embracing like this. But that embracing is what thing? Is it bhakti? He is embracing to kill Krishna. So, and all the rishis, muni, bhakta wants that, oh, when a day will come, that even a tree I can want to embrace Krishna. And they are embracing all this. Yogis and munis and devotees are thinking, oh, for a moment, Krishna lotus feet come in my heart. And Agassu took it, Krishna himself in his heart. How it was? He became some pure and he had some salvation or what? Salvation. Only that. Nothing more.
If the disciple does not have a bona fide guru, and he's making an offering to Krishna through that unbonafide guru, but thinking that it's for Krishna and Prabhupada will be pleased, is that bhakti? What is it?
But if he is not devotee, then how will Krishna will take it? Prabhupada has told that if any devotee is not sincerely taking very high class of name, 1 lakh, Krishna will not accept. Will have to reconcile all this. If are not pure devotee, but thinking that I am pure devotee of Swamiji, what I am doing, it is only to please Swamiji, but only thinking will not do nothing. So he should be pure devotee of Swamiji, pure obeying him, all his teachings, following, then he is good devotee. And Krishna will take everything from him. But he is thinking that I am pure devotee of Swamiji, I am doing for him. And so having so many false egos is not true ego. This should be first pure devotee. Otherwise it will be Arup Siddha Bhakti. Swamiji Maharaj had told me, you should distribute bhakti and it will give you Braj Bhakti. Whole life, understand? Swamiji Maharaj ordered me, oh, you should distribute books in airport, in hotels, in boardings, and where the drunkards take alcohol and they dance and they fall down in the... Where? And he should go and sell. And you should distribute. By doing so, you will have prema bhakti in Braja. In one sense, he has told truth. But not all senses. By sukritin, doing soon, if you open the book and see, oh, always chant Krishna, it is written in here. So I saw. Oh, this is. By the. So by doing it, there is a chance. So he told me. But if you are thinking that only doing so, then it is offense in the Lord's feet of Swami. You gather so much money and so much wealth, and you will test only for you. Like in ISKCON, it is going on like that. 50%, sometimes 75% in my pocket and only 25% in for devotees and for charity, for Krishna. It is bound, because if anyone is not knowing all these established truths, Siddhanta, then how can he get? His bhakti will not be. So we should try to develop our bhakti. If there is Arup Siddha, give up. Come in Sarup Siddha. If you Sangha Siddha, come in Sarup Siddha. In Sarup Siddha, if you have anartha, try to remove them, anartha, then it will be nishtha. In nishtha, some anartha are there, it should be removed, then it will come ruchi. In ruchi, there are some defects and anarths. It should be given up, then it will come to asakti. In asakti also there is smell of something, of anarts. They should also go away. Like, if you will chant more, only for the pleasure of Krishna, it may be that so much praise will come. All will be attracted. Easily all will give you their money to you, wealth. And At that time, if you are thinking that it is due to my bhakti, I am now master of all, I can use in my enjoyment, then at once you will fall down. This is also a anna. It will come in asakti aruchi. At the time of bhava-vastha, like Bharat Maharaj, he has some affection, attachment to deers, not for him to... We should try to know all these things and to cultivate your all these things, bhakti, for Krishna. Very quickly.
So, with Sandhya-siddha bhakti, Shruti-siddha bhakti and Arup-siddha bhakti, with Sandhya-siddha bhakti, not so good. Because sometimes after some devotees say that
if a false ego, Parsang-siddha bhakti will come in you, it can destroy your Swarup-siddha bhakti. False ego may come. I am just Vaishnava. This way may come. Because I am so sweet speaker. I am very dear friends to all. And you will try to keep all man. Please everyone. And pleasing everyone, your bhakti will go away. Understand? No. You cannot please all. You should try to please Krishna, your Gurudev, Vaishnava. That is the norm. Then every will be pleased. If someone is becomes opposite to you, no harm. If Krishna is there, no harm. So like this. Very strong belief in Krishna and Krishna.
Mahabhagava, for help, please not doing any service.
No. In Madhyam Adhikar, it goes away. When he is entering in Mahabhagavat, before this, there are all things there. Now, who is Mahabhagavat? Sangha Siddha Bhakti, also serving him. He don't want, but always serving. Everything is serving. Like, Bhakti Mukulitanjali Sevate Ishman Dharmartha Kama Gataya Samaya Praticha. Bhakti Sthirtara Jadi Daivena Daivena Phalati. Like this. But Mukti Bhakti Sevate Ishman Dharmartha Kama Gataya Samaya Praticha. Mukti Siddhi always standing behind that Bhakti. When he will order me to serve. Shankar, having everything, but he is taking bhasma, ashes and very bad things, naked. Why? Because all are false. I will explain all this in my evening class. Today, finish. Go, Pramananda. Try to realize all this. And try to be Sarva Siddha Bhakta, Sadhana Bhakta.